She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today we have a special guest, Mark Hansen.
That's right.
And he's doing a documentary. What is that that you're doing?
Yeah, it's a documentary film about...
You got to talk closer to the mic.
It's a documentary film about the what we've come to call speed culture in the islands, drag racing, hot rodding, and all the things that radiate off of that. A lot of the people who are racers and hot rodders, they started in riding dirt bikes and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people like the circle track and sprint racing. And so we're trying to touch on all those things, but basically the history, the passion, the people of racing in Hawaii. And it's not something that's gotten a lot of attention. And, you know, I've got a background in it. I grew up kind of as a gearhead. And I've sort of gotten to a position. I'm a professor at the university. I have a couple of colleagues who are interested in working on this with me. We have a digital media program that we've just started at the University of Hawaii at West Oahu. That's where I work. And together with a literature professor, a fellow named Stan Orr, who's kind of he's not so much of a technical expert about cars, but he just likes the phenomenon. You know, he likes cars. He likes the idea of cars. He likes it as a popular cultural thing. And, you know, my background is as a gearhead. I used to race at Hawaii Raceway Park and stuff like that. And together with this new digital media program, we've been able to find a videographer and an editor, and we're all just working together, and we're kind of just doing it on a shoestring. And been interviewing a lot of people and trying to gather images and photographs and, you know, trying to represent this culture in the islands. A little bit of an untold story, George.
Okay. We're going to move on to something else for now, and that topic is the federal mandate of the 10% ethanol in the gasoline across America. And the political people here want to take ethanol out in December. The question I have for you, the people, how do you eliminate a federal mandate? How do you do that? And furthermore, it's supposed to be 10% ethanol, which it was never ever 10% in Hawaii. The closest they ever got was 6, never 10. They got as low as 2%. So when they say ethanol damages this, damages that, what I think is going into the gasoline is methanol with ethanol. And the methanol is a different type of alcohol that is very corrosive and does eat up on rubber hoses, gaskets, and everything. But the thing that really damages the engine is the octane. How many mechanics or shops or dealers or whatever know what the real octane rating is? There is no such thing as a 92 in America. I've tested the fuel. I didn't send fuel there to test. I smuggled in premium 92 fuel from different states and tested it. And they were all 88. Your state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane. Oh, how bad is that? Why don't you put the real number on the pump? They refuse. But look at what's happening. Take out ethanol. Never mind the mandate. It's wrong. But anyway, I started the pro gas racing here in the islands a long time ago, back in the 70s. And I started the junior drag racing. Companies like Young Brothers were really super nice. They helped ship the kids to the outer islands for free to help the kids enjoy the joy of drag racing the little junior dragsters. So I tell you, the people of Hawaii, I send a big mahalo to the people, all of the people at Young Brothers. They're very good. Without their help, it would have been really hard for the kids to enjoy. I mean, you should have seen the kids in Hilo at Naniloa Hotel that also gave the kids a special deal. They're at the swimming pool to pass midnight making a racket, eating pizzas and everything and having a blast. How they got up the next morning to go to the racetrack, I don't know. But they were there. It was fun. And those that went till this day will never forget that fabulous, fantastic memory that they have. So, without a racetrack here, we cannot do anything like that. So, anyway.
It's a tragedy, George.
It is. It is a real tragedy. And that's why I ran for governor in 94 to try to preserve the racetrack somehow. But not one racer came up to help. All they said was, how you know it's going to close? Well, I tell you what, it's closed. Anyway, if you can put in 2 gallons of ethanol into your gas tank, or even a gallon, you will feel an instant difference. Engine runs smoother, has more power, better gas mileage, because the ethanol acts as an anti-knock. Okay? So, anyway. When you flush your coolant, I recommend using the Toyota Red antifreeze. The Toyota Red is your best. In any car, not just Toyotas, put 70% water, okay, and 30% coolant. Okay, less coolant, more water. This is only for Hawaii. This is not for any other place. So if you're listening from someplace in where it gets snow, no, you got to go 50-50. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080 if you have a question or whatever. You have a caller waiting? Okay. Anyway, when you change your spark plugs, I recommend using the Autolite XP. The design of that Autolite XP was designed for the Suzuki Yamaha race bikes. Could take RPMs way up to 16,000 RPMs. Other spark plugs won't do it. So if it can take that kind of RPM in your motor vehicle, it'll be no problem. It's the best spark plug. Autolite XP. Okay? If you need to change your ignition coil, I would recommend using the MSD. It's the best ignition coil to use. The factory ones that go on top of the spark plugs, cheapy junks. I don't recommend that. Okay? Now, we go back to Mark, and we find a little bit more of what he's up to. What are you up to, Mark?
Well, George, I've been doing a lot of interviews. We started at the cruise nights And as a cruise at Kapolei, that we started out interviewing people and just asking them about, you know, why they're there and what they're doing and how they got started. And one thing that came out right away is the role of family in these car culture that we have in the islands. It's like all these people, they get introduced to these cars through their family. It becomes a family activity. And back when we had a track, they would be out there racing together as a family, passing on knowledge to their kids, that kind of stuff. We've been doing some traveling to the neighbor islands. You know, there are racetracks on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. We visited all three of those tracks. Huge family scene at each one of those tracks. Each one's a little
different. Did you go to the Hilo track?
We did go to the Hilo track.
How do you like it?
That was the only track that we got rained out. It did give us an opportunity because all the racers, you know, they're kind of just hanging out, waiting for the rain to stop. So it gave us a good opportunity to interview a lot of people. And again, you know, family came up. We encountered a group of racers who they shipped their cars over to the Big Island from here, Oahu, and then they traveled to the Big Island on a regular basis. They have their cars stored over there.
Very
so they can race them. It's super expensive, but it does speak to the incredible passion that these people have to race. I mean, it's like you can...
I designed the racetrack.
Oh, is that right? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they wanted to put it up next to the highway, and I said, no, we'll put it in way in the forest over there so you can't find it.
Well, a little quieter that way, too.
Yeah, it's quieter, but when the tourists come, they don't see a racetrack.
Right. So you think the tourists wouldn't want to see a racetrack?
Well, maybe, but I want to make it Hawaii. They came to see Hawaii.
Right.
The bushes.
Right. Well, you know, my thing would be Hawaii's a complicated place with a lot of different kind of people. And some of those people are racers, you know, and some of those visitors from the mainland.
Not the politicians.
They like racers. Well, not so much the politicians,
no,
maybe.
Not one of them ever saw the inside of a racetrack.
Well, that's their loss, I got to tell you, George, because it's a lot of fun.
That's right. They lost it. They lost it, I'm telling you. It's so much fun. If you talk to those kids that was in the junior drag racing program, oh.
We've talked to a lot of them, George. We've interviewed a bunch of them and their parents, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yep.
You know, the parents are spending a lot of money and making a lot of sacrifice to build these cars, but their kids are having such a good experience. They're learning how to, you know, wrench on these cars, and they're just enjoying the passion of speed and racing, that kind of stuff. And it's a great thing to see.
Okay, we've got to go to a break.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Mark Hansen.
We'll find my 409, my
409. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing good. Enjoying the show. Glad that your guest is there. And I'm always supportive of people that, you know, go back and try to record history, because you know how it just goes away. And then you try to tell people, oh, remember when we used to go to the track? And what track?
Yep.
And, but, you know, you're absolutely right. Remember, we used to go down with George in the Junior Dragster program, and it's a family event. You know, there's little kids there, there's the grandparents, and everybody's got a part, and everybody's having fun.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you could still see that in high relief on the neighbor islands. The
right,
grandpas
exactly.
And the grandkids and everybody in between, all having a good time.
And I'm a firm believer in when your kids are interacting with the family, less crime.
Yeah, sure doesn't hurt. It gets the street racers off the street, too.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a friend of mine went to the Indianapolis 500, and we were, he called me on the phone, and he said the off-track business that they get from that race is unbelievable. You know, the whole town just is a buzz with, you know, restaurants and hotels, and you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And I know about, you know, people say, well, we got to preserve Hawaii, but the other side of it too is that, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but for the younger folks coming up today, Hawaii doesn't have that same magical draw that it used to have. You know, when it was this, you know, exotic destination. And, like, a lot of people that come here now are looking for other things to do, you know, after they've done the beach and stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, the history of racing goes back all the way to at least 1912. They had their first auto race at Kapi'olani Park. And, you know, my position would be that this speed culture is a part of Hawaii. And to me, it seems like there's kind of an attempt almost to deny it or to sweep it under the rug or to not talk about it.
Oh,
but it's
definitely.
There. You know, it's definitely. It's palpable. Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, it would do good, so that's why it won't happen.
Yep, that's right.
Because over here, we don't do things that are for the good of everybody. It's
no.
Usually a couple of people and some special interest, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, what happened? We don't have a racetrack.
Hey, Bob, you see the news? Talking about that, about the police tagging the tourists for being on the beach?
No.
Yes, it was on the news. They were tagging the tourists. Four of them got tagged for being on the beach, and it's a major thing. And the tourists were so upset.
For what?
For being on the beach. There's a law that they cannot be on the beach after midnight.
Oh, well,
I mean,
well.
You know, people should have common sense. Why are you going to tag the tourists? Okay? It's supposed to be for the homeless people, but you tag the tourists, and those tourists are so upset, they said they're not going to come back.
Oh, yeah, and then when they go home and they get on the news,
they're going to tell everybody.
That's right, and bad news spreads.
Oh, fast.
Well, that's another thing for me to just ponder today.
Okay.
So anyway, on that note, good luck with your project, and as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, so, anyway, yeah, the people of Hawaii allow it, so it'll happen. I mean, what can you say?
You know, George, one thing related to what Bob was saying, is, you know, trying to preserve this history of race culture and speed culture in the islands. And one of the things that's been a real challenge for us is to find pictures and photographs and images from the old days. You know, a lot of people don't know there was a very active racetrack, which was a post-World War II airstrip in Kahuku. There was racing going on at the Dillingham Airfield. There was racing going on at the Bellows Airstrip. And we're looking for pictures and images and film and video of all those kinds of things so that we can preserve it and represent it in our film. I don't know if your listeners would have access or know of people who had that kind of thing, but it would be a big help to us if you know, your listeners could help out with that kind of thing.
So, if you have access to that, how How can they get a hold of you?
Well, I guess there's two ways, and I don't know if I'm making a mistake in terms of media, but I'm going to put my email out there, and I'm going to put my cell number out there, and you can get to me in either way. My email address is M for Mark, M Hansen, that's with an O-N, H-A-N-S-O-N, so mhansen@hawaii.edu, and you can also give me a call at 226-8068. That's my cell number. And if you have images or you have archival material, you know, representing the old days, like the Kahuku days or anything before the 1950s, that's super hard to find. We're looking for images of Hawaii Raceway Park in the 60s when it first opened, in the 70s, in the 80s, all the way up to when it closed in 2006. We're trying to find those images and tell the stories about the people behind them.
We have some videos of Kahuku and Hawaii Raceway Park on my website.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out, George.
Yeah. So, and Kahuku, if when you go look at the videos, there was no guardrails.
Right, yeah, it was wide open.
No,
yeah.
The people was the guardrail.
Right, right.
They were all sitting on the side. Waiting for the cars to come for them.
That was back in the days before the helicopter parents, George. You could just get on your bicycle and go, and everybody's like, ah, just be back by dinner time. It'll be okay.
Yeah. I looked at that, and I thought back, and I said, yeah, that's right. There was no guardrails.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. Well, and my friend back then, to get traction, he took his dad's hollow tile from the for the stone wall, piled it in his 56 Chevy trunk,
right, right,
for traction, and going down. And those of you that had those cars know that when you're racing, the trunk seems to open, and out came the tiles.
Oh my gosh,
that's so funny. I mean, yeah, and my other friend that we'll go past the watermelon farm or whatever you call
right, right.
that, and he hops the fence to go steal a watermelon for our lunch.
There you go. There
you know, and the farmer comes out with a shotgun with Hawaiian salt and shoots him in the butt.
Well, those were the risks of racing back in the Kahuku days, huh?
Oh, that was so funny.
Hit by a flying brick or shot by rock salt.
Yep. So, it was really funny. I mean, but those were the days. I mean, you can never replace that memory. It's
well,
it's
you know,
awesome.
If we had a racetrack and a venue here on Oahu, we could make new memories. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
That's sort of the shame.
I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. The real estate is too expensive. So, anyway. Who do we have on the line?
We have Harvey from Kauai.
Hey, Harvey.
Hey, George.
What's up?
We the people on Kauai over here are missing out because we can't hear you.
The radio station don't reach there?
No, it doesn't reach here at all. It comes really, really static. And if you turn off the volume, the static comes louder and your voice comes softer.
I hate when that happens.
Gotta talk to Bob over there.
Yeah, okay.
He's the engineer.
Anyway, I read an article today that the ethanol is supposed to be in the gas because it's mandated by the federal government. And the Iowa and all those farmers that raising corn on the mainland are lobbying to put more in so that they can sell more corn. And it's a big issue for the 2016 presidential race, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a big thing. So how come Hawaii is taking out ethanol and it's mandated by the federal government to put it in?
That is a good question. Because ethanol, it does give you better mileage. And
yeah.
And a lot of mechanics says no. And, you know, that you and I know it does.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, it's mandated by the federal government that you have so much ethanol inside. They want to raise the percentage.
I know.
So how come if the federal government is mandated that, Hawaii can take it out.
Well, if the politicians are doing this, they should lower the taxes to the people of Hawaii too.
Well, yeah, but they want to raise the taxes on the fuel too now because of the bad roads.
Yeah.
You know, with all the taxes we pay, if that goes directly to the roads and not whatever, I don't know where it goes to, we should have the best roads in the United States.
That's right. But lucky you're not living here in Ewa or Kapolei, because this weekend the freeway is closed.
Okay.
It's closed.
I know that. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up to you. I thought you had all the answers.
Well, I don't have the answers to those politicians. They really throw me through the loop.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks for calling.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Aloha. Okay.
You had an off-air caller. He wanted to know, or he wanted you to announce which station had the best gas this week.
That I cannot say, because I have threatening letters from the oil companies not to say anything. I'm sorry. You know, the only way is you got to call me at my shop, my office, or you got to call Dean, if you have Dean's number, because he and I do testing every week to see which gas station is good. And we're not being paid by the state or anybody. And, you know, it gets costly because we don't get the gas free. We got to go buy the gas and test it and buy the gas and test it. And we're driving around doing this. I don't mind because I don't use gasoline. I use 100% ethanol.
Yeah, but all the testing that Dean does, what does he do with the gas after?
That's his problem right now. That is his problem. His gasoline is building up. So I better go.
Yeah, you got to get Dean hooked up with me. I'll take his gas.
Oh, it's you okay. Should. Yeah. Okay. You'll share with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he'll share with me, I'll take it. He can put his extra gas in my tank.
Okay. I'll tell him that. It's break time.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita and his guest today, Mark Hansen, on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-44. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up, an oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We got Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Really good, George.
That's good.
Now, I want to get into talking about my Mustang, okay? 66 Mustang, 289 Weber, performance, you know, manifold, four barrel, you know.
Wait. You mean to say my Mustang?
Yeah, does it sound like your Mustang too?
You was just storing it for me.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shucks, I almost forgot. That's right. George, check this out now. Remember when you had Theodore on for Royal Purple a long time ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here comes the good part. When you guys first started talking about Royal Purple, and man, I've lost track how many years ago that was.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I put Royal Purple in my Mustang,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a brand new filter.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time on, George, you know, short of some time off that I had to take at the hospital and regaining my, trying to get, you know, back to the real world.
Yeah, you wasn't using Royal Purple.
Well, no, I never changed it out.
No, you wasn't using Royal Purple. That's why you ended up in the hospital.
I don't think my doctor. I couldn't get that in. You know, past security into Straw, but that would be kind of difficult. Anyway, yeah, good one. So, but George, you know, all that time, my car has run like a champ until recently. You know, I make my run from Ainahaina to Costco,
mm-hmm.
Hawaii Kai and back. And on the way back, George, I notice my temp gauge goes up about halfway, and my oil pressure indicator, it doesn't go down and drop flat line low. It just drops lower. And I'm used to those levels being, you know, for mm-hmm. all the years that I've been driving that car. Now, the radiator's good. The pressure, you know, we check the pressure on the oil pump, all of that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can think of, and that's why I'm checking with you, is I wonder if I need to change out the oil and put in a new filter and oil.
I would recommend it.
I mean, could it degrade after so long that...
No. The filter is breaking apart.
Ah, okay.
So you got to change the oil and the filter.
Yeah, got to be it.
Yeah, drain it out good. But use the Royal Purple oil filter. The Royal Purple oil filter is not paper, it's polyester.
Oh, that's something new, George.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Yeah, it is. The paper breaks apart, so that's why they're getting away from paper filters now.
So where can I go to get the filter?
Crestec Cleaning Center.
Okay. Okay, so you kind of agree and think that must be the problem, because the radio's not leaking, all of that stuff.
It's the filter.
It,
The filter is falling apart, and it's all in the oil.
And it's not letting the oil cool the engine to where it should be.
Yeah.
Very good. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and aloha to Mark.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski. Ski. Hello. Did we lose Ski? He's maybe skiing down the slope of Mauna Kea. Ski. Time to get off the slopes of Mauna Kea.
No, we can't get him on the line. Oh, there. Okay, now he's on.
Okay. George.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. You there?
Okay.
Who that there? Say who that there when I say who that there. Anyway, you got your friend talking about Kahuku getting the racing, and I remembered I had an ex-brother-in-law who used to race cars. He got out of the Navy. He was a Navy pilot, and his name was Bob Campbell. He drew. He used to race one of the real sporty cars, something like a Porsche or one of the Italian cars
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned. That's two. Two for two I got with you. Taylor and Bob. Well, they're not married anymore, but they live on the mainland and what have you. But just dawned on me. Remember, he used to take his car down, go racing.
Yeah, Damien Farias would know. Damien Farias is one of the old dinosaurs.
Okay.
And that's who... Mark got to go interview.
Yeah, we're looking for those kind of people.
The dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking for dinosaurs, and we want to tell their stories before they pass on to the great beyond, you know, and document it and be able to celebrate their legacy.
After the show, I'll give you all their numbers.
George, right, am I still on the line?
Yes, you're still on.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to ask you that, and I'll probably see you in the next week or 10 days for my regular medical supplies.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so, anyway, those dinosaurs, they're coming a little hard to find now.
Aren't you one of those dinosaurs, George?
No. I'm only 49.
Yeah, he sure is one of those dinosaurs.
So what was your experience at the Kahuku race facility?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know. I mean, go talk to the dinosaurs. They'll tell you.
Okay, I'll ask them.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was super fun. And I thank Heavenly Father for the creating me at the right time. And I feel sorry for the young folks today that they can never, ever experience the kind of time that we had back then. I mean, it was just out of this world.
Yeah, it was a different time. It was a simpler time.
Yep.
But I got to say, the folks on the neighbor island seem to be having a pretty good time. You know, they're making
what do we have now?
Their memories too.
We have Lana from IA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, so there you are. Again?
Huh?
No, I didn't know. Well, I've been so busy that I haven't been really listening to your program all the time. But I didn't know you were going to move on. I thought you just had enough because, you know, you had to deal with a lot of problems. You know, you folks, you and Mark, your guest, just so happens I had it already this morning. Every Saturday I have it on KWAI, and I left, you know, to go shopping, and I came back. So I turned on the radio, and then, hey, that sounded like George. And I heard Mark's voice, and I said, oh, maybe it's a new programming.
So, no, it's Hawaiian Automotive 101.
No, but I heard Mark. Mark have a nice voice, too. I thought he had a one-hour program. He bought the program from KWAI.
You
but
did?
I listen more. I know that you're George, right? Jeez. Anyway, and I said, okay. Oh, wait a minute. That sounds like you guys. Because you said Wanda and blah, blah, blah. So I okay. Just you guys just moved there. You know, the one thing wrong with K108, I love that talk radio station, but their power is weaker. compared to a lot of the other stations. But depends on where you are, I'm sure.
Well, that's why Harvey on Kauai said he can't pick it up.
Yeah, that's I heard that part. That's
you got to get onto the computer.
Yeah, certain radio, certain place where I am, I cannot catch it. I got to really turn the volume up high to get the
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's not your fault. I just want to explain because I'm a pro with KWAI, so I go way back.
Okay.
You know, Mark, you guys are reminiscing. I come from that generation.
She's a dinosaur.
Right on. So did you have experiences at the Goku racetrack?
A young dinosaur. Anyway.
Young dinosaur.
You know how I look and the way I behave. Sometimes I drive you crazy because I'm too young whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm.
But your son, he's a great mechanic. But anyway, he's awesome. Anyway, the point is, I remember, we used to, we had good fun dragging, but it was done really clean and I mean, wasn't dangerous where people got killed or they don't fight or, nowadays I don't know what is going on. I feel real sorry for the children, young kids today. It's like they're dragging, they're speeding on the road and drinking and getting killed and maimed and whatnot. It is sad. When they did away with the racetrack that you always talk about, they should have renewed it. Government is...
No, government don't care about the people.
Really, they don't. Look, the schools till today, they still don't have their air conditioning.
They don't care.
How dare them,
the people allow it. What can I say? What can I say?
Yeah, I tell everybody, you were talking about the traffic, right? I'm telling you, everybody looking for home in up area, and everybody buying it, even though it's really just, terrible house.
Nobody wants to live in Kapolei.
Yeah, after IA, Pro City, they don't want, because once you hit the second section, oh my gosh. So I hope people...
Wait till they come to Middle Street, Lana. It's going to be worse.
Oh, that side too, yeah?
Worse.
And why? The thing is, they think they're going to advance our future, whatever, but they're damaging the roads.
Well, Lana, we got to get going to some more callers.
Anyway, thank you. And
thanks for calling.
Still on the radio. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, who's next? Danny from Kapolei?
Yeah. George, you're right, man. It's horrible, man, the traffic, going to town.
Yeah.
Freeway in the morning.
Well, I don't know. I don't travel that way, so I'm okay.
the farmland, they want to build more homes. Can you imagine the problems you got now?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you this, okay? And people... You got to listen. From way back, look at history now, way back. What was in Eva and Kapolei? What was there originally? Cane field.
Yeah, I was going to say sugar. Yeah.
Pineapple and cane field. The reason they never had homes there is because EIS would not allow the building of homes, because if this island should have a major earthquake, and it will one day, the tsunami will come in and wipe everybody out. The tsunami will reach the freeway. It will. Look at Japan. Thousands and thousands of people died.
George, by the way, for the person on Kauai, you can go online, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get your program.
Yep.
So you should announce, if they have a hard time, go online.
Yep, go on a computer. Online, that's the only thing I can do.
Also, George,
I cannot turn up the power here, so.
How is it, the new cars nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of computerized and electronics. It's no fun working a car. Even, the old-time mechanics can't even touch the car because of, there's so much wiring.
Well, the mechanics like it today because they just hook up a scanner to it and the scanner tells them exactly what to fix.
Yeah,
But if they were to go to an old classic 57 Chevy, they're stuck.
Yeah, because they don't know the traditional means of, you know, going without all this testing equipment. You use, you know, your intellect.
Back in the old days, you needed brains.
Yeah, no kidding.
Today, you just get the scanner and it tells you what to change.
And, you know, nowadays, like you said, you got the, what you call it, when you change tire, you can use different size tires with a plus one or two,
yep,
or whatever. Nowadays, you can't do that because of the computerization.
Yep.
And okay, it was more fun with back, you can change your rear end, you can change your gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do all the modifications. What can you do now? You can't do nothing. You can easily use carburetors.
Talk to my younger son. He loves the new cars. He don't like the old ones.
Oh, you know what? I used to have a 67 Cutlass 442, man. I mean, you look at the space in the car. I mean, the
that engine was a boat.
You know, a boat, but look at the space. I mean, even, you know,
Wanda had a 73. And that was a boat. Was a barge.
Yeah.
Imagine anyway, why you need 455 cubic inches to get it rolling.
Yep. That's right.
So what the old cars before all this computerization.
We got to go to a break.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Okay, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest Mark Hansen from University of Hawaii, West Oahu.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. You know, concerned about the generation nowadays. You know, everything's turbo, you know, they want to get smaller engine but with turbos to give the good speed and whatnot compared to having a big block and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the a lot of the schools are getting away from the automotive to teach these young kids in school how to, you know, work on cars and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it hard for them when they go out in the real world and they can't even change the oil or do anything, you know, for it. Concerned about NASCAR, the engine is totally different. Are they using like Honda engines, or is it any kind of engines they use on a NASCAR when they race?
On NASCAR, I'm not too familiar with what kind of engines they run, but they're limited to the cubic inch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the Indy cars?
That's a completely different engine from what you see on the everyday market today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That engine, super sky high expensive.
And they go like, what, 200 something miles plus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, if you get any accidents, really bad on the track and whatnot.
Yeah, and their RPMs is up around 16,000 RPM.
Did we ever have a NASCAR race over here or IndyCar race on Oahu before?
Well, I was trying to do the Waikiki Grand Prix race, mm-hmm. but never got to be governor, so that's no deal.
Well, my favorite cartoon I used to watch when I was a kid was Speed Race. I enjoyed watching that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fantastic cartoon.
Being there and watching it is way different from television.
Yeah, you can get the experience of the high speed and
the sound. The sound.
And then the way they pass the cars with smooth ease at that top speed and whatnot.
Yep.
It's amazing. Thanks a lot, George. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah, George, related to that, what that caller was saying, we did have a pretty active stock car racing scene on the island. They used to race the stock cars at Honolulu Stadium.
I tried it once. I don't like it.
You didn't like the stock car racing at Honolulu Stadium?
It takes too long.
I see. They're not waiting around too much.
No, you go around in a circle like chasing your tail.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Get it done once and for all.
See, just
down
like
the quarter
straight line, that's it.
That's it.
That's it for you.
Yeah.
I see. Well, a lot of people did enjoy that stock car track, though.
I know. Some people.
I've talked to a lot of people who have fond memories of going there and watching the stock cars, and I even had one of those memories. I remember my father took us there one time, and they had a crash up derby and stuff. And, I loved it.
No, not for me. Okay, who do we have?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Oh, George, I'm sorry. I didn't want to get on the air, but I wanted to know, you're talking to Mark Hansen, and many years ago, I knew a fella that was somewhat older than me, and Gene Hansen. I'm just curious if this fella was any relation, or he used to be a correctional facility cop.
Ski, turn down your radio.
Oh,
we're
I'm
getting
sorry.
The feedback.
No relation to anybody from my family. I'm sorry, but my father was a naval captain, and I was a Navy brat, and lived on Ford Island, that kind of thing. And all my family and folks are here now, so we just kind of transplanted to the islands years and years ago.
Hmm.
Okay, well, this went back to into the 50s and 60s.
Oh, you're a dinosaur.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my family moved here in 64.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't because he was here. He was a correctional officer at the old CCC, and then he used to work at Boulevard Bowl part-time, and that's...
Right.
And a lot of times I caught a ride home with him after work and by way of the old Oasis.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many Hansons there are out there. I sometimes get people calling me up, and they say, "Oh, is this Mark Hansen?" And we start talking, and it's after a while it comes clear that they're looking for a different Mark Hansen.
Well, I do get some unreasonable calls, but thank God it's not because of my, maybe it is my last name, but most people can't even pronounce it. So.
Hey, Ski, we got to get to call, Ski.
Yeah, no, go, no, okay.
Thank
Aloha
you.
Again.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hi, George. I'm looking for a car for someone, and 40 years ago it would be easy to find this. What I want is it has to be in $300 range, and something that I can pop the hood and work on, and have air conditioning.
Well,
where should I look?
On eBay.
On eBay?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where you find, and you got to put in what you can put in the category or the type of car that you want, and it'll come up all in that category.
How about these $100 cars are on Nimitz and Lagoon?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, they come up from time to time.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them in a long time. Say that.
Yeah. Try eBay.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Aloha.
So, Mark, before we go off the air, why don't you tell us about what you're doing again and maybe how people can get a hold of you since you wanted old pictures from the
old days of racing in Hawaii. Yeah, we're working on a documentary film on what we call island speed culture, drag racing, hot rodding, associated things, motorcycle racing, circle track racing, old stock car days at Honolulu Stadium. One of the things we're looking for are images and photographs to sort of illustrate the story, preserve the legacy of the rich racing heritage in the islands. And there is a rich racing heritage in the islands. It's just that most people don't know about it. And we're trying to tell that story and preserve that legacy. So if you have pictures like that, if you'd be willing to share them, we could scan them. We could even conserve them. You know, I'm from a university, and that's the kind of thing that university libraries do, is preserve images like that. And we can also represent them in our film.
Give them your phone number.
My number is 226-8068, or you can get me by email at mhanson, M-H-A-N-S-O-N, at hawaii.edu.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, George.
And if you want to hear the show again, go to my website, and we have an archives, and you can listen to all of the shows that we have. Okay? And that's our cue to shut down and get out of here. So I want to thank all my callers, my listeners, a big mahalo. Because without you, our show would be nothing. You, the people of Hawaii, is the most important. So take care of each other. Drive carefully, and please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
In the forecast for Texas, flood watches are in effect for the central and southern part of Texas, which is still coping with extreme flooding. Correspondent Dan Simon is in Highlands, Texas.
There is rain expected in the forecast. The question is how much. We've seen estimates anywhere from 1 to 5 inches. 1 or 2 inches they can handle. If you get 5 inches in some of those areas that are still saturated, there's where you can see problems.
From waterlogged to parched in New England, after one of the snowiest winters on record, New England is now going through one of its driest spring seasons ever, with the Six State region labeled by the National Weather Service as abnormally dry or in a moderate drought. Weather conditions in New England aren't expected to improve this summer, raising concerns about crops. Boston, Concord, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, Providence, Rhode Island, and Hartford, Connecticut are all below normal for spring rainfall. Meteorologists say